KPLU Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick wonders,
why do restaurants always serve shrimp with the tails on, where you have to take them off each individual shrimp before you eat them?
Well, Nancy?
I think that they do that for the same reason that they leave the bones on the spare ribs. Because, you know, what fun would it be to eat a shrimp if you weren't able to pick it up by its tail, put it in your mouth, and then when you were walking around a cocktail party, have to carry that stupid thing in your hand. Now, I understand her point for that reason alone, which is, who wants to walk around, as we often do this time of year, with a napkin and a couple of shrimp tails in your hand?
You don't really need the napkin. You can just hold it by the tail. If you become involved in a heated argument with someone at the cocktail party, you can shake your shrimp at them.
Or shake your tail, as the case may be.
Or shake your shrimp tail. I don't mind the shrimp tails at all, because I eat the shrimp tails.
Well, I like to eat the shrimp tails when they're fried. Do you just eat them?
No, I'll eat them. I don't care how they've been cooked. They can be fried, microwaved. They can be left out in the sun. I will just eat the shrimp tails. I like them. They're crunchy. And yet people look at me askance. They give me these looks of wild surmise that I am crunching down on a shrimp tail. I think they're good fiber, aren't they?
Well, I mean, it's the same people who look at me when I'm sitting in a sushi bar eating a shrimp head, I think.
I like shrimp heads, too.
Shrimp heads are great. The little like antenna, though, they always get stuck between your teeth, and your gum gets hurt.
Leave them stuck between your teeth to stick out, and then you'll look like something from Men in Black.
You know, I was thinking about this the other night, because I was at a restaurant and there they were. I had to dip my fingers into the sauce. So you know what? Here's what it is. When you're out and you're eating a dish in a restaurant, Kirsten, with the shrimp tails, the reason is they want you to dip your fingers into the sauce so that you have something to suck off your fingers later. When I was a kid, on my birthday, we would go to a place called the Woodbine Inn in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and they had all-you-can-eat butterflied shrimp. I used to call it butter-fried shrimp. But they were that too. So they were deep fried, and you could eat as many as you want dipped in cocktail sauce.
Oh, God,
so,
I love that so
and
much.
That was my birthday gift from my family. We could go to the Woodbine Inn, and I could eat all the shrimp I wanted, holding, I need to point out, those little tails right there in my hand.
That's a great birthday gift, because there's never enough of them. You know, that was the main reason I learned to cook, starting at a young age, because I wanted to be able to make these things that when you go to the restaurant, like the butterflied shrimp or the egg rolls or whatever, there's never enough, right? I wanted to be able to make them as good as the restaurant so I could make all I could eat. And that is exactly what I have done. If I have accomplished nothing else on my stay here on planet Earth, I will have that going for me. And it's probably what will take me away. Well, Nancy, what can you add here at the tail end of this food for thought?
Yes, folks, if you're going to go out shopping, look for wild shrimp.
Good advice from Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson. And you can find a link to her blog, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and all will be revealed. I'm Dick Stein.